Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. It has been a while. We have been gone for a couple months now. Baruch Hashem. Just a quick update. We have a shiur in Queens on Monday night. It's going to be in the BJCC. And then on this Wednesday night, we have an Instagram Live. Me and Gedalia Fenster together. Bezrat Hashem. So I'm looking forward to both events. Hope to see you guys there. Just to give a little bit of an update on what's been going on in my life recently. If you may or may not have been wondering, I have been spending a lot of time learning Torah. A lot of time working on myself, working on my knowledge, working on increasing myself. I do apologize for the random disappearance from the podcast and everything. I believe that as the page grows and as things are growing, I need to become more educated in all fields. So I've been learning a lot of more things. And obviously, I've just been going with the daily schedule, the daily routine, showing up, and Baruch Hashem, everything is amazing. I do want to share with you guys a very important message today that is very pivotal in self-growth and something that's helped me tremendously. Recently, in Pesach, I was able to connect with very amazing people. I met for the first time Ben Shapiro. It was super inspiring. I'm sure you guys have seen the video. And I was also able to meet this basketball player from Israel. He played in Hungary. He was supposed to go to the NBA, but he had injuries. His name is Daniel Tamir. So if you're listening, Daniel, shout out. Big tzaddik, 6'10" tzaddik. As tall as he is as tall as his neshama in Avodat Kodesh. And we're having this conversation, and he made me realize something in myself, to give him the credit, that I was holding on to things too much. And I wasn't letting go of that control. And that woke me up to this massive, like, wow, like, a person needs to let go of control in their life. And what I was holding on to, it doesn't really matter for the sake of the conversation, because I'm sure if we all really look into ourselves or speak to someone where you feel like you could actually speak about things and not get criticized or judged for it, you'll see that each and every person is holding on to something. For me, I had to do with business, a little bit of something to do with, you know, relationships and etc. And this holding on to this control of, like, I think that I have anything to do with the outcome of this. And I learned a tremendous lesson through letting go of this control, that Hashem really runs the world in every single way. And as much that we're going to control and hold on to things and think that it's us holding on to it and worrying about it and obsessing over it and just having it at, you know, very close to you so you could easily see what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. I don't want to lose. I don't want to... That's holding on to the control. And when you hold on to the control, you're not able to let Hashem take His control and to do with that, whatever it may be, entity, the best thing for it. Whether that's a business, whether that's a relationship, whether it's even a personal conflict that you're trying to work on. It's so important to let go of control. And it's actually funny, I'll actually quote you on something very similar in Pirkei Avot, where it says that there's a verse that says that if you have gava, if you have a lot of ego, Hashem cannot reside in the same world as you, right? Here, I'll actually read it to you because I have it right here. It says here, Kol adam sheyesh bo gasot haruach, amar kadosh baruch hu, en ani vehu yecholim ladur ba'olam. And that's actually in Masechet Sota. Hey, and what that means is that any person that has gasot ruach, he has this gava wind, meaning in Hebrew, gasot is like, gasot means like gas, like a person's very gas, he's very agitated. And ruach literally means wind, but what it translates to in Hebrew is you have this wind of ego, which means you're an egotistical person. And it says, God says, me and you cannot reside in the same world. And I think that's so powerful, because all a person needs to work on is his humility. Humility is pivotal in your growth. It's such a massive part of growth, because it doesn't just help you with your relationships with people, it helps you with your relationship with Hashem. And a person's relationship between him and people in the world shows him what's his relationship with his Creator. And if your relationship with people you know, the relationships always fail or they always don't work out. And it shows you what's how it is for you to maintain your relationship with God. But if you have a consistent relationship with Hashem, in that where you're speaking to Him and doing His will or trying to do His will to the best of your abilities, then people are gonna see in your relationships with them that it's gonna show that you're doing your best with them and that you're trying to be consistent with them and etc. And you're a person needs to commit to God, because if you're not committing to God, then how can you commit to people? How can Hashem give you your soulmate if you're not committing to Him? I'm speaking to myself. How can Hashem give you a zivug if you're not committing to Him every day? Well, it's the commitment starts with me, God is telling us. And if we want to get more, we need to commit to Him. And life is so simple when you really understand what it's about. We are all just vessels. And the more that we let go of the control, we're showing God, hey, Hashem, I trust you. I trust you with these situations. I trust you with the circumstances in my life. And I'm showing you that I trust you by letting go. Literally showing Him. Like if a person, let's say, just a random example. If you have a business and you're so crazy about the security and locking up every door, do your minimal hishtadlut. I'm not telling you not to. But to always be checking the cameras and to be obsessing, someone might break into my store, it's a little bit too much. There has to be a little bit of this let go and like, okay, I did my minimal hishtadlu. I didn't leave the door open. I locked the door. What else do you want to do? You do your minimal hishtadlu. You let Hashem do the rest. Same thing in a relationship. A relationship cannot be where you're like smothering the other person, trying to constantly control that they'll like you or that they won't lose interest in you, trying to constantly get reassurance. These are voids and issues that we have in ourselves. And we need to go deal with those issues with God, because God is infinite and God is able to accept our problems and to help us work through them, because He is infinite accepting. If we come to Hashem with a problem of a low self-esteem and we speak to Him about it, we really try to get into conversation and to understand, why do I have this low self-esteem problem? Hashem is going to help us. But obviously there has to come to action too. If a person has a low self-esteem, it might not be the best idea to go spend thousands of dollars on fancy clothing. It might be a better idea to start to exercise so you feel better about how you look. Start eating healthier. To start praying so you feel connection to your Creator. The remedies for the issues that we face with our psyche are not what we think they are or what the world depicts they are. You know, if a person doesn't feel so confident in himself, the solution is not to take some kind of a pill or to buy some kind of a confidence course. That's not the solution. The solution, if you don't feel like you have such a high confidence, is to start facing that confidence. It's to start making those uncomfortable phone calls. It's to start conversations with people that you may know. I'm not telling you to go up to people on the street, but put yourself in an uncomfortable situation so you could actually be able to get more comfortable and to grow. Let's say you go to a shiur, start talking to the people in your class. Hey, how are you? How was your day? Just put yourself in that uncomfortable situation. And even if it may feel weird to you, just do it. And that will help you to grow. And that's why I've seen in myself, personally, in my life, any issue that we're facing with our psyche is really a soul issue. And if you want to ask how is that true, it's very easy. I'll explain to you. If you go to a dead body and you poke it, it's not going to respond. What does that show us? It shows us that the life force of a person is his soul. And just how the life force of a person is his soul, the Zohar writes that if a person is feeling an emptiness inside of him, a darkness, that's what many people call today depression. But it's not depression. That darkness is a lack, not a lack, but it's a feeling of distance from your Creator. And that's exactly what the Zohar says. It says when the neshama doesn't feel like it's close to its Creator, it's going to feel that darkness and it's going to want to fill it up right away. And what do people do? They go to clubs, they go to alcohol, they go to drinking, they go to doing improper things. Everyone's running, trying to find the city of happiness. But what no one realizes is that happiness doesn't exist anywhere else besides within yourself. And instead of running to go search for something external, you have to fix the internal conflicts and you're going to feel amazing wherever you are. You could literally be in Brooklyn. Sorry to bash Brooklyn, but you could be in Brooklyn on, one of those days, which are very common this year for some reason, you know, 5 o'clock sitting in traffic in Ocean Parkway with all the stress that comes with that, just sitting there with hundreds of cars in front of you and there's no way to even turn out of the block. And on top of that, it's gray, and we'll even throw in that it's raining, and you can be the happiest person in the world. You could be listening to music, talking to Hashem, opening a little sefer while you wait for the traffic to move, because it doesn't usually move, so you have time to read a little bit, and you could be the happiest person in the world. And happiness is not what you're doing and who you're with. I mean, yes, it is that to a certain extent. It will increase percentages to your happiness, obviously, if you were, or if you're around people that bring out happiness in you. But what I'm trying to explain is that happiness is not conditional. A person can be happy no matter where they are, because it's really about what's inside of you. And that's something that's dramatically changed my life, because obviously we can all agree when you go through life, you're going to be around people that are not going to make you, not make you, but they're not going to bring out a happy feeling inside of you. There are people in this world who have their own inner conflicts, and we shouldn't judge them and say, oh, why are they like this? Why are they like that? We have to pray for them. But along with praying for them and judging people favorably, we need to also judge ourselves favorably and not be so hard on ourselves when we fall and make mistakes, and etc. We need to keep going and to rectify our mistakes, because that's what Hashem wants from us. And there's so much guilt these days, and so much of I made a sin, I'm a horrible person, I'm not going to reach my potential. No, it's the opposite. Your failures are going to help you to reach your potential. Your sins, the mistakes that you made, they're all going to be part of you making teshuvah. And it says that a person where a Baal Teshuvah stands, even a righteous person from birth can't stand. 7 times you fall and you get back up, and you're called a tzaddik for it. Hashem is showing us clearly that we need to keep the show going. Never to stop. Never to get yeush. If a person makes a mistake and they start to get hard on themselves, he's practically showing God that he doesn't believe that he can be better. And what's happening when you make a mistake and you react to it by getting down on yourself? You're letting the Yetzer Hara win. Well, you think the Yetzer HaTov wants you to sit down and to be upset at yourself all day? No, you can make the worst thing in the world, but what do you want to do next? You want to, like, you're still alive, you're still breathing. If you're still breathing, the fact that you're breathing and alive and in this world, it's a clear testimony that Hashem believes in you. And he wants you to fix yourself and to get the most out of this world. A person can be in the lowest place in his life. He could be in the wrong relationships and feel horrible about himself, etc. And you can start to feel better in a matter of a couple hours. And obviously it'll grow. But just stop feeding the things that make you feel horrible about yourself. Stop feeding that unhealthy person. Stop going to that job that you don't like. And when I say don't like, I mean that it's not healthy for you. You could be as a toxic person at the workplace, etc. You don't need to sell your soul for money. Stop feeding things that are not making you feel better about yourself. You don't need to scroll TikTok and Instagram and see every little thing that's happening in the world. I may be on social media, meaning my face is on social media, but you're never going to see what I do, what my life is, what I'm posting to eat. I barely even use it. You know, my screen time is super low. I literally just post and get off because I don't like social media. I'm trying to just use the platform that God gave me to spread God's wisdom and to glorify His name, to mekarev people and to do the right thing, to do avodat kodesh, which is what I love. But to go and to be such a big consumer, like, go figure out how to learn a Gemara. You know how hard it is to learn a piece of Gemara? Baruch Hashem, I've been learning this year. I'm in between Masechet Kiddushin, Masechet Sukkah, a little bit of Masechet Gittin. Still all over, learning a lot, attending a lot of classes. And there's so much wisdom to learn a Gemara that comes to you every single day. And you might be asking me, why should I learn Gemara? Gemara is written in Aramaic. Aramaic is a language that only the angels can understand. How do you spell Gemara? Gimel Mem Resh Aleph. Now, as you may know, when you pray or say something, an angel is able to come and to see if this prayer is worthy or not. But when you learn Gemara, since angels don't understand Aramaic, and since they see that it's Torah value, they shoot it right up to Shamayim. And to go back to how the Gemara is spelled, Gimel, Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, the Zohar teaches us, 4 angels come down and protect you when you start to learn Gemara. 4 angels. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, even if you just open up the Gemara and like read a word, or maybe even if you just open it, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but very minimal effort of towards the Gemara, and you already get that protection. And obviously, without even needing to say, it's an encyclopedia of information, and it's also helping your neshama. The best cure to any problem in life, if a person is not getting married, and if a person is not having a successful business, and if he has his issues with himself, the best remedy solution is to learn Torah. Now you might be asking me, Jonathan, how is it possible that I'm going to learn Torah and it's going to fix my issues with my self-esteem? I'll tell you, it's going to fill you up, it's going to make you feel better about yourself. All of these things in life, eating healthy, exercising every day, going for walks, you know, walking after you eat, basically taking care of your body, sleeping a proper amount of hours a night. Like me personally, I sleep 8 hours a night, and I know that some people may not need that much, but I see in myself, like, I need to sleep 8 hours. I have very productive, busy days, Baruch Hashem, and when I go to sleep, I need to sleep. I need to recharge. There are mornings where I can get up at 7, 7 and a half, but I really need 8, sometimes even 9. That's why I try to sleep early as I can. But what's the purpose of all these things, taking care of your body? It's making yourself a proper vessel in order to serve Hashem, and it's exactly alluding to the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if a person is not taking care of his body and he's not in good shape, he is very far from Hashem. And that makes complete sense. When a person is overweight, and I'm not trying to offend anyone in any way, God forbid, this podcast is productive and it's inspirational, but when a person is overweight, it shows that he or she is making bad choices, and those bad choices is distancing them from Hashem. And not only that, but it's putting weight on them, that's not making them feel good, it's not making them feel confident in themselves, and that's going to lead to them not being able to serve Hashem properly. So if we really digest what the Rambam is saying here, it makes perfect sense. Now, back to the Gemara. Not Gemara, but Torah in general, Torah learning. Tehillim, Mishnah, Chumash, Musar, everything all-inclusive. Musar, by the way, incredible. But how is Torah learning going to fix our issues? There's the pasuk that says in Chazal, Barati Yetzahara, Barati Torah Tavlin. Actually, if you want a more accurate quote for this pasuk, it's in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, page 30b. Look it up, it's in the middle of the page. You'll see it there. Anyways, it says, Barati Yetzahara, Barati Torah Tavlin. Hashem created the Yetzahara, and He also created the cure. He created the remedy. What's the cure for the Yetzahara? The Torah. The Yetzahara is the evil that we live with. It's the evil that we came to the world with, and it's the evil that's within ourselves. And we need to figure out how to live with this and how to minimize it as much as possible, because the Yetzahara is what's distancing us, is what's trying to distance us from Hashem. And it's impossible to say, okay, well, I wanna take the Yetzahara out of my house. A person needs to understand that he's living with the Yetzahara, and this is the reality of the situation. And the only way to fight the Yetzahara is to learn Torah. And when you learn Torah and you feel down, you're guaranteed to feel better afterwards. Because sometimes a person's soul is telling him, I feel down, I feel upset, I don't know what I need. Your soul is telling you, give me food. What's the food of the soul? The Torah. And what do we misunderstand the food to be? We misunderstand it to be alcohol, drugs, whatever people are doing nowadays to feel something. And what do they do when they go to that extremity to feel something? They end up feeling worse about themselves, because it's not really helping them. It's distracting them from the main problem, which is that they're far from Hashem. Now, when we have all these tools, it's very clear and very easy to see how learning Torah is the best possible thing that you can do. Because when you give your soul what it needs, and you're taking care of the vessel, which is your body, in order to serve Hashem properly. Now, obviously, without mention, you know, for the men, guarding your eyes, keeping debris, for the women, keeping modesty, keeping Tarat Mishpacha, meaning when you need that, you're keeping to that cycle. Without a question, these are super important things. Sexual promiscuity is the foundation of all problems and the foundation of all growth where it starts. That's without a question, because Hashem wants us to control ourselves. Azua Gibor Kovesha Titzra, who is a hero, someone that conquers his desires. But this is all the tools that we need to use on a daily basis in order to strengthen our relationship with Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, I bless everyone that not only are we going to be able to learn Torah and to grow, but we're going to be able to really understand and to see and to feel how it's helping us get to where we need to get, to be on a level that we want to be on. And following Hashem's will in practicality means, for the men at least, and I'm sure the women know for themselves, to wear tzitzit, to wear a kippah, to not be embarrassed, especially nowadays with all the crazy things going on. Go in the street, wear your tzitzit. You know, if you're Ashkenaz, wear them out. I'm Sephardic, I wear them in. You know, wear your kippah. Don't be embarrassed to be who you are. And walk around life knowing that Hashem is protecting you. There's so much craziness going on, sirens, protests. It's all a bunch of shtiyot. It's just the Yetzara trying to distract you from sitting and learning. And we all need to fight that battle every single day, wherever you are in the world. Carve out that time to learn every day. Carve out that time where you shut off your phone and you're saying, you know what, Hashem, I want to connect to you right now and I want to see where it takes me. And I promise you, a person who invests in the will of Hashem will never lose. And that's not just by investing in learning, it's by investing in everything. When you choose to marry a kosher girl versus a not kosher girl, when you choose to do a kosher business versus a not kosher business, when you're aligning your will with Hashem's will, you cannot lose. And remember that. It's probably the most important thing you'll ever hear in your life. So write that down. I wrote it down when I heard it from Rabbi Yossi Mizrahi. Person who invests in the will of Hashem cannot lose. And that's exactly what life is about. I bless everyone that we're going to be able to let go of the control and to give that control back to Hashem and to trust Him and to surrender everything and to let go and to trust Hashem constantly every single day. And whoever's not married should get married this year. Amen. And if you're married and struggling, I wish you a good Shalom Bayit. And to, if not to you, to your friends. Amen. I wish you to have success in your parnasa, to have a happy life, but not just a happy life that has joy in it every single moment. And even when things are down and get hard, you should be able to pick yourself back up and to be happy and to smile through the darker moments. Because without darkness, there cannot be space for light. Have a great day.